This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome to Morning Devotions. When I was younger and working hard, it never occurred to me that I should be setting some personal boundaries. In fact, it was something we never talked about much in those days. I'm not really sure I would have understood anyway, but for me, the work ethic was an important personal value. Maybe I reflect my generation, I'm not sure about that. But today I hear a lot about this business of boundaries, and I'm trying to understand it and see the value in my own life. It's probably a shame I never took it more seriously. There's no denying the fact this is a subject that's talked far more than it was, say, two or three generations ago. Having boundaries, your own personal boundaries. So from what I've read, to set personal boundaries means to preserve your integrity, take responsibility for who you are, take control of your own life. It seems simple enough, but what does it mean? Is it to stop others walking all over us or being available for others 24 hours a day? Well, in my working life, I used to think I had to be available for others 24 hours a day, no matter what. Probably not a good philosophy. Is it more about taking personal responsibility for who we are and not allowing others to dictate to us? It could be. But there's a lot more to it. You have personal beliefs, you've got your opinions, they are yours. And a good boundary means you stick to what you believe, despite what others say or try to do. You don't want others to push you around. So what do you value most in life? Having a healthy boundary means that you give yourself time and permission to follow those values, whether others agree with you or not. It's not about being rude or disrespectful or trying to control others. No, it's a tool that promotes self-responsibility, respect for yourself. Boundaries, they create a safe space for you to be yourself. Now, I'm not against boundaries. I believe it's important to have healthy boundaries. And from a Christian perspective, Dr. John Townsend and Henry Clow did a great job in their book called Boundaries. And the subtitle was When to Say Yes, When to Say No to Take Control of Your Life. It's a good book. Boundaries, especially if you're a sincere person who wants to serve God and other people, is it okay to put yourself first for a while? What happens when you feel worn out by the demands of other people? Why do I feel guilty if I set up a boundary and call myself a committed Christian? Am I being selfish? Can I set some boundaries and still be an unselfish person? I think you can. It's okay to say no, sometimes without feeling guilty. There are times that you need to make time for yourself, take care of yourself. Now, Townsend and Cloud were basically saying that if you're a Christian, it's not selfish or un-Christian to get your own life in order using boundaries. Keep pushing forward, defining your boundaries. Now, others may not agree or may not react in the way that you think, but it's a good book just the same. I think boundaries are like a roadmap. You can't get to where you want to go without planning. Otherwise, you won't know when you arrive. So boundaries get you where God wants you to go. So if you plan today to let God control your life, this is a wonderful boundary to have. You want nothing to interfere with the fact that God is in charge of your life. Now, if you look in the Bible, you won't find the words personal boundaries. But as you read the Bible, you'll find clear instructions on things you should do, things you shouldn't do. For example, in Romans chapter 8, 5-6, it says, "People who are ruled by their own desires think only of themselves. Everyone who is ruled by the Holy Spirit thinks about spiritual things. If our minds are ruled by our desires, we will die. But if our minds are ruled by the Spirit, we'll have life and peace." That's from the New Testament. So the Holy Spirit comes into our lives when we ask Jesus into our life. Yes, even Jesus had boundaries. He knew when it was time to withdraw from the crowds, to take a break. He worked extremely hard, but he knew when he needed to have a break. Heavenly Father, this is a big topic. It's good to have boundaries. Teach me, Lord, what I should do in that area of my life. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.